Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We magnify the Lord tonight for his grace and mercy. Thanking God for his truth on today. Thanking God for his grace and his mercy towards you, the listeners that tune in to my broadcast. We thank and praise God for you. Amen. We're not going to bore your patience. Amen. But we're thanking and praising God for how he has, amen, brought us and kept us, how he's providing for us. Amen. Each and every day. These days, we're living in a time in this season that you have to be careful what you're speaking, because what you're speaking, it's like, it's almost like an instant manifestation of what you speak. So be very careful what you're saying and what you're speaking in this season. I'm sorry, in this season. Be careful. Simply because there have been testimonies and things shared with us on how individuals will make a statement or a comment in reference to something, and it might have been something negative or whatever. And as a result of that, it was only more or less kind of put on them. You see what I'm saying? It manifested in them as opposed to just being something, you know, like on everyday said. So be careful what you say in this season, simply because of it may manifest itself. Amen. In this season. Now, if you want God to bless, if you want God to heal, if you want God to save someone, this is a perfect time. This is the time, amen, in this season to speak those things. The Bible tells us to speak those things that be not as though they already are. So this is the season to speak it. Amen. And as you speak it, you stand on the word of God. You stand firm on his word and on his promises, declaring his truth. And he said, what you ask, it shall be done. All right? What you ask him, it's going to be done. So ask him in faith on tonight and watch God work. Amen. We thank God tonight. We're going to go to the word on tonight. What comes to my mind when I thought about this particular scripture, this thought for tonight, you know how we were coming up as kids in the house, and while we were in the house playing, and we leave out of a room to go into another room, and we happened to leave the light on. Alrighty, we were told, we were reminded, we would say, hey, the light's on, or somebody could call you by your name and say, the light is on. All right. Now, they were standing in the way to let you know you need to take your little self on back in there and cut that light off. Amen. But I want to take that, if I may, and use that tonight as a thought for tonight, and just kind of change the, say, the tone of it, if you will. And instead of saying it in a way like, don't you see that it's on? I want to say it in a way like, yes, hey, it is on. So if you will, put your hand on yourself or touch the person next to you, if you're near someone, and say to them, the light is on. Mm-hmm. See how I change it? The light is on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let them know. The light is on. Do you know what light I'm talking about? I'm talking about my light. I'm talking about the light that shineth in me. Tell him, my light is on. And that's the thought for tonight, coming from the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter of Matthew, the book of Matthew, the 14th through the 16th verse. And it says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All right? The light is on tonight. Amen. The Bible declares to us and tells us, the Lord is speaking to us, letting us know that the light that is shining in us, which is simply his spirit and a part of him when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, the light began to shine. That's why he said, let your light so shine. The light began to shine when you said yes to God and accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. You took on his light. And it began to shine through you. You see, the light did not just come or happen with us, but the light always was. The light always existed because the light was with the Father from the beginning. When he took a part of himself and placed a part of himself in us, he said, now you're mine, and because you're mine, you're going to have to emulate what I do. You're going to have to do what I do and be as I am. And that is, my light shines continually. And so now that you've taken me on to you, mm-hmm, and allowed me to come into your life and change your life, now I must shine through you. Oftentimes we go to different places, to the store, maybe standing on the bus stop. Different times we may be in the market or different places and seem like weird or individuals that are, we call weird or different, seem to migrate or find themselves drawn to us. I was sharing with a friend of mine that even in the country, gnats, all types and sizes of gnats and moths, that's what I'm going to say, moths, all different types and shapes and sizes I found that were grafted to where the light is, and they would be on the screen door. If you have a screen door, they'd be all on your door and all on your window and up against the wall of the house. But they were drawn to the light. And so even sometimes when we're seem like different individuals are coming to us, are drawn to us, don't look at them strange or crazy. It's something about you that's drawing them and attracting them. Are you following me? Sometimes we turn our nose up. Sometimes we go, "Ooh, this weird person. What are they? Why are they by me?" And we tend to go into the flesh. We tend to go to another place that God is saying, "No. If my light is in you, then my light is shining through you. And if my light is shining through you, it makes no difference." He didn't say anything about the condition of what you're in. He said, "If you are mine and I am yours, I am in you and I'm shining through you." Even when you feel like the light is not shining, that light is yet shining because a part of me is in you. And so the light is shining tonight. Tell them the light is on. The light is on. And there's no putting it out. Because as long as God shines, as long as the Spirit of the Lord that abides in you and abides in me, as long as His Spirit is shining, that means His light is shining and beaming through you. And if His light is beaming through you, that means you are one of His. And if you are one of His, you can speak and to declare. Speak and declare and tell what you need God to do and ask God to do it and watch Him perform and manifest what you're asking Him. But things have to be in place. Sometimes our prayers are not answered because things are not in place. So we have to make sure our things are in place, and so that when we ask God, we're in line and we're in order, and things are in place to receive and to maintain the blessing. So tell somebody the light is on, the light is on, the light is on. So as you migrate and go different places and you find yourself, people drawn to you or coming to sit by you or to talk to you, it's because the light of Christ Jesus is shining through you and in you. And the individuals are seeking help. A lot of them people don't want to be in the condition that they're in. And all they need is just for someone to reach out in love and speak to them in love. Yeah, see, because the scripture I've been reading over and over again, that God is love. And if God is love and the Spirit of Christ abides in us, He and the Father are one, that means Christ is love. And when we say yes to God, we say yes to Christ, we say yes to love. And when we say yes to love, that means now I am not operating or functioning in my own will now. Now I'm allowing the will of God to be done in my life. I'm allowing Him place. I'm allowing Him space. I'm allowing Him room. I'm yielding over to Him that now it is His will, because I love Him and He loves me and His love is in me. And when His love is in me, that means, oh, bless the name of God. So we have to learn that His light is in us. And if His light is in us, it is shining ever so bright. The Bible is not the light of the world. It is the light to the church. But the world does not read the Bible. The world reads the believer or that Christian or that church or that ministry. The world reads them. The world reads us. They're not going to pick up a Bible. Most of them have read no Bible. But what they're going to do is they're going to observe us. And watch us to see how we're doing and what we're doing, to see how we're carrying ourselves and how we're handling life. So the world is watching us as the believers, those that are claiming the name of Christ, and those who the light is shining through. They're watching us to see if the light that's in us is actually the true light. Yeah, they want to see that. They need to see there's a hunger, there's a yearning, there's a desire. Some of the individuals are trapped. They're trapped. And they need a light to shine in their dark world. And if they see that light, that gives them a ray of hope. And if there is a ray of hope, the Bible says all you need now is just the faith, that right now faith, all it has to do to begin, to start with, all it has to do, that right now faith has to be only the size of a grain of a mustard seed. And if you have that much faith, my brother and my sister, you can change your whole situation, change the whole path and the whole direction of a situation or something's about to take place. You can do that, but it's by your faith in God. All you have to do, since that light is shining in you, is have that mustard seed. Ye are the light of the world. For set on a hill, you will be seen. God's intent is, first, to light you, and secondly, to put you in a conspicuous position where men can see you. So first, God's intent is to light us. Or to shine through us. And if he can shine through us and we allow him, that's what the Bible says, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let it shine, meaning the light is shining because it's Christ that shines within us. And yo, bless his name. It's Christ that shines within us. And if he's shining in us, he's shining through us and he's shining on us. God, bless his name. So we're walking in the shine. We're walking in the shine. We're sleeping. We're resting in the shine because his light is shining through us. And if his light is shining through us, then that means we've got to do some things and make some changes and necessary adjustments in our lives. If his light is shining through us, that means that oftentimes flesh gets in the way. Flesh wants to stand and rear its ugly head up and get in the way. Flesh wants to run things and rule things and be in charge and in control of things. But see, that's where the Spirit of God that abides within us, we have to allow him to be strengthened and renewed, as the Word of God tells us. Once we allow him to be strengthened and renewed in us, oh, bless God. Once we allow him to be strengthened and renewed in us, yes, then, and only then, we'll have the strength to tell this flesh, oh, yes, you're going to come subject to the will of God. It is through the spirit man that brings that flesh to subjection. The flesh is not strong enough on its own to do it. So it is up to the Spirit of God that's in us and for us to allow the Spirit of God to be refreshed and refilled and renewed in us, strong enough to be able to tell the flesh, this is what you're going to do. You're going to submit. You're going to sacrifice unto the Lord and give him 2 days, give him 1 day. You're going to turn that TV off. You're going to put that phone down. You're going to fast off of Facebook and Instagram. You're going to fast off your phone. You're going to fast off a bad conversation. You're going to fast off a dirty dirty jokes. You're gonna fast. And put that to the side and say, now, Lord, I'm concentrating myself on this thing that I enjoy doing, this thing that I like to do. I'm gonna put it over here because I desire to please you. My love for you is stronger than my love for this. Oh, bless his name. Than for this God. And see, that's what Israel's problem was. Israel followed up to different gods. Yes, they did, of other nations and other people. And they begin to follow, seeking, and God is constantly saying, I am your God. You listen to my voice. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. My voice only. In my voice is your victory. In my voice is your praise. In my voice is your freedom. In my voice is your deliverance. But you have to hear it in my voice. Wait to hear my voice. Seek my voice. Stop listening and try to find and worship these other gods. Because you can touch them and see them, smell them, or worship. But you worship me and me alone. I am your God, and you shall not worship or adore any other but me. Give me that, and I will show you the God that I am to my people. You are my people, and I will show you that you are my people. I will reside with you. I will bless you. I will go with you. You will see that I am your God, and you are my people. And if the Lord speaks tonight, he's wanting us to submit our way unto him and to give over to him and say, now, Lord, your will be done in my life. I desire, my desire, Lord, is to please you. My desire, Lord, is to please you. And Lord, if you allow me the grace and teach me the way how to walk upright before you and to please you, Lord, I know that I'll hear your voice, and I know you will lead me and guide me. And I know that the next phase, the next step, the next season will be my season, because this season it belongs to you, and I'm giving it all to you tonight. And when God begins to see your motivation, when God begins to see your determination and your consecration, your diligence to his word and to him, and you seeking to please him and to love on him and love on him some more and some more and some more, and say, Lord, whatever you say, Lord, whatever you say, and allow him to do it, you'll find yourself in different places in God that you never dreamed before. And you'll see the blessings of the Lord begin to flow even the more like never before. But it's up to you, my brother and my sister, to make a conscious decision. I'm making a conscious decision that it's about Jesus Christ, him crucified, dead, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, just like he said he would. He prophesied it. He spoke it. He said, I will come again on the third day. I will get up. And he did just that. So on tonight, I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, keep your hand in God's hand, knowing that everything is working in your favor. You have to begin to trust him even the more, knowing that you are his. And as his light shines in you and shines through you, as his light so shines, you have to allow that light to shine. It said, let it shine. Let it shine is what he said. So you have to let that light shine on tonight. And as you let that light shine on tonight, you'll find the goodness of the Lord. You'll find his blessings. You'll find his strength. You'll find his wonders and his works. And tonight, John 8 and 12 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So on tonight, if you just allow the Lord to be your light tonight and to shine through you, and we are his light. He said, ye are my light. Ye are my light in the earth. You are my light in the earth. You are my light. You light up now and shine now. You shine because in you shining, you're showing the world that I am God, that I am who I am. And I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh. I am Elohim. I am the Almighty. I am the great spirit in the sky. I am that I am. I am Jah. And as he tells us and he leads us, and he's saying, just seek me. I'm the light. If you abide in me, you're going to shine as well. You will shine too and shine through. Let your light so shine. Stop trying to smother it and cover it up. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ and who he is. If you're his child, the light is shining in you. And if his light is shining in you, it shines through you, and there's nothing you can do about it. But you have to allow him to be to you who you say he is. If he's the savior of your world, the savior of your life, let him be all that, and then some. Why do you have him on some restraints, and why do you have him at a certain level, and you want to allow him in at a certain level or a certain amount? You want to allow him in so far as opposed to allowing him in all the way and being that vessel that God is calling for. He needs willing vessels that will listen to his voice and heed his voice, that will let their light shine and let the light shine on the earth as the people in the world may see that God is real. This truly is a child of God because your light is shining. As your light is shining, let it shine tonight that it may draw men. And the purpose of the light shining, the God in us and the Christ in us shining, is because it is to draw men from their sins, draw men from their wicked ways, draw men in that they won't be lost with Satan, his imps, and in hell and in the lake of fire, that they won't be lost. So let your light shine, that it can draw men and pull men in, men and women, boys and girls, into him. Build up his kingdom that can rejoice, live throughout eternity with the Lord, with peace. So I encourage you tonight. I encourage you tonight. Let your light shine. Jesus said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now that you've accepted him, he said, you shall have the light of life now. So we have the light of life now abiding in us, shining in us and shining through. We have the light of life shining through. Did you hear that? We have the light, which is Christ, him shining in us, the light of life. The light of life is shining through us. Oh, bless his name. Do you get that tonight? Because he's the light of the world, we have the light of life in us right now, abiding within us, for us to share, for us to let the world, a dying, dark world, see and say, what you have, who you come to know, I want to come to know them too. I want to have what you have. I want to come to know this person, this, who is this Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Who is this Savior that you know that has changed your life? I'm looking at a complete change in your life. This is the light that's supposed to shine in us and through us, that men may see the glory of God in us and begin to say, Father, I want what they have. The light draws, as I said before, just like it draws gnats and moths. It draws people, individuals, different spirits. It draws because the light shines and all kinds of things come to it. Shapes and sizes, colors, breeds and brands will come because the light is shining. But we have to be, the Bible tells us to be watchful and to be prayerful. If we're watchful and prayerful, we'll be like the 10 wise virgins and put some oil in their lamps and have a sack with some oil in it as well. So just in case now he don't come. Now we know this. They took the time to do a little studying and measuring. They said, now the lamps hold a certain amount of oil, which burns for a certain amount of time, because we burn candles and lampsticks, and we burned them before. So we know that in a night's time, it burns about half of a Okay. And so they did a little mad with theirs, and they kind of said, okay, so this is what we're going to do. Now, we don't know when he's coming. We don't know exactly when he comes, but just in case he comes and this one run out, we'll have some more. And to put in there to keep it going. How's that? All right, okay. And then you had 10 that, so we got oil in our laps, but they played and they played some more, and then they played some more and they played some more. And in their playfulness, they lost track and they got caught up. Their lights burned out and now it was time. They said, okay, now we're getting ready to close the doors because the bridegroom, when he comes, you know, we want everything to be in place and everything. Well, these young, the 10 foolish virgins did not bring any extra oil. As you know the story, their oil and their lamps burned out. And now they needed oil. So they asked, could they have some oil from the 10 wives? And the 10 wives said, why do you think they call us the 10 wise virgins? We brought some, and we're not stupid enough to give you ours. That makes us wiser two times. But no. But what happened was, they said, no, we're not sharing. You have to go and buy you some oil. And so they did. And when they left to go to town to buy the oil, the Bible says that the bridegroom came. And when the bridegroom came, it was too late because they shut the doors and locked the doors, and no one else could get in. And the 10 foolish came back with oil, but now it's too late because the doors are closed and the party is already going on. So I want to encourage you tonight, my brother and my sister, as we bring this broadcast to a close, you keep your hand in God's hand and you pray and you pray and you pray some more and you keep on praying. The Lord hears your cry. The Lord hears your prayers, and he is going to answer them. Yes, 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 yes. He is going to answer them. And I hear quickly, expeditiously, in a hurry. Quickly, quickly, he's gonna answer them in a hurry. You're gonna see results. You're gonna see results. You're gonna hear results. You're gonna witness results in the name of Jesus. And it's gonna come real quick. You keep praying because the Lord hears your prayer, and he's faithful and he's just. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I said he's faithful and he is just to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or even think or imagine. Hallelujah. So while we're trying to put some things together, just know the Lord is already way ahead of you, and it's all worked out and planned out. It's all laid out. Now, we just got to have a conversation with him and tell him, Lord, what is your will for my life? What are the steps that I am to take from this point on? Where do I go from here? What is your word saying to me? What are you speaking to me, fresh and rhema from on high? For your servant is listening. Your servant is listening. I pray tonight, Father God, for your people that are tuned in, that are listening, by way of airways or by Facebook, even if they've touched the link at a later date and they hear this particular broadcast, I pray the blessings of the Lord on them even now. As they sit in their room, as they're in the restroom or wherever they may be, on the bus, in their job, in the car, wherever they are listening to this broadcast, I pray the blessings of the Lord for you to overshadow them and overtake them. And I pray, Lord, that you would allow them to tap into the vein, that they will hit the mother load not many days hence. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray and I declare it done in Jesus' name. Be faithful and be true, my brother, my sister, to God, because he is faithful and he's true to you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Go be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.